This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
Yes. Is that Hunter I hear?
Good morning.
Hello, Harry. Hello, Hunter.
Good morning,
Hello, Schwan.
This is the tag team, Joy 94.9. Good morning.
We're back. We're reunited.
We're reunited.
All three of us for 2016.
Oh, so good. We're all back.
Finally. It's like the month's almost over. It's almost February, guys.
I was so looking forward to coming in here and seeing you guys.
I just don't believe you.
Was.
Yeah. And now?
Well, it's 6:36, mate, so I've had 6 minutes of reality to
sink on in. This morning, just looking down our run sheet, and we've got a segment called Anal Annie's coming up, so...
That's why...
Also, another segment, Who Have You Seen Nude?
It does say that.
It really does say that.
Yeah.
Those are all Hunter's suggestions.
Who Have You Seen Nude? We've got Anal Annie's. That's coming up around 8 o'clock, so obviously also, we're back and more highbrow than ever.
Also, Gullible Idiots.
Gullible
Oh, no, I've been punked. I have been punked. I'm happy to be Ashton Kutcher, though.
Why wouldn't you? You got Demi. Oh, no, you don't have Demi. Sorry, you've got no one. How long do you reckon before I suspect Ashton hooks up with one of those younger Kutchers?
That's assuming he hasn't already. You're on Joy.
Joy.
And now it is time for my personal favourite segment on this day.
What's your personal favourite segment on this day?
Yours.
On this actual day.
Yeah, this is my favourite segment.
Well, you are lying.
No, I'm not.
You have not said a good thing about this segment for a year.
This segment makes all my segments look good by comparison. So what's not to love?
Go on.
Okay.
What's not to love?
January 21. 21st.
Let me guess. It's the 21st day of the year, Sean.
Correct. How many days remaining?
344.
Correct.
Oh, it's close.
The leap year thing threw you out, mate. 1931, Sir Isaac Isaacs is sworn in as the first Australian-born Governor General of Australia.
All right, I'll pay that. Yeah, I'll pay that.
Yeah, because we love the Governor General.
We love Mad for them. Yep. Quentin, yep. The new one, Peter.
1981, production of the iconic DeLorean sports car begins in Northern Ireland. Do we all know what the DeLorean's from?
Yeah, you have to hear about the DeLorean constantly whenever something to do with Back to the Futures or in the news.
Oh, is that the car?
Yeah, it's in the news all the time.
Oh, okay.
It's always, you know what? It's always the bloody day from Back to the Future.
It's not.
It is. It's probably your next thing.
No.
Today's the day from Back to the Future.
No.
On this Back to the Future day.
No,
on this
that was last year. And everyone knew about it because we've been waiting because it's a great movie. Now,
not have to hear about it for 4 years in the lead up to it?
Yeah, we did.
People were counting down.
It's not even that great.
What are we
movie.
Counting down to now? Rio?
Yeah.
We're going to have to keep hearing about that, aren't we?
You're right. They're similar. Do you mean the Olympics?
Yeah.
You love the Olympics. Oh, no, that's Gary.
What?
Big hello to Gary, if you're listening. Mad for the Olympics. The Rhythmic Gym's
his favourite. How's his makeup app going? Is that
Oh, he's really...
Thing?
Thank you for asking. He's really toned it down.
Good.
Yeah.
We've toned it.
Now he's addicted to the television show Survivor instead.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
That's
had a day
back.
Off yesterday. Knocked out 10 eps.
This is Gary, your housemate.
Yeah.
Is he going to enter the jungle with Survivor? Has he auditioned?
Oh, the Australian Survivor. No, I don't think he has. He's got it. He's, you know, I don't know if his anxiety's up to it, to be honest.
Okay. All right. Well,
and you probably can't take the makeup app in.
Yeah, that's not allowed.
He'd be on edge the whole time.
Yeah, you will see him sitting in the dirt trying to put mud on his face. I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful.
Then when he watches himself on television, he'd be like, that's not what I look like.
In 1999, one of the largest drug busts in American history, the war on drugs. 4,300 kilograms of cocaine was on board. I've been watching a lot of Narcos.
Oh, so you're across it.
Well, I feel like I am all yeah. across
is that
the drugs.
Is that what that's from?
Well, no, well, it's about cocaine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm just trying to draw parallels, mate.
All right,
time for your happy birthdays.
Oh, came
Here
out so
go.
Quick this week.
Woo, John Olsen, the Australian painter, he's turning 88. Billy Ocean, the singer-songwriter, he's turning 66.
Can you just try and pick someone we've heard of?
Emma Bunton.
Yay!
Emma Bunton's
turning 40!
40! Haven't you had Emma Bunton before?
She was Baby Spice, guys.
No, not anymore, mate.
And you know what happened?
Old Spice now.
Last week was Mel C's birthday, and this week it's Baby's.
Which would you rather be?
Well, I was always sporty.
Yeah, shocker. Which would you rather be?
Growing up, I was in love with Emma Bunton.
Yeah.
She was my favourite.
Yeah.
I wanted to marry her.
Can we guess yours, Hunter? Mel B. I'll do.
No,
Scary
I think,
Spice.
I think you wanted to be Baby Spice. I feel like you said that on the show.
No, Posh.
No, I think... Oh, well, I can point like nobody's business. I'm doing it now.
Yep.
I'm doing it now.
Or Jerry, because you're
Jerry.
A little bit of a
I wanted Jerry because I was obnoxious, I think.
Is it because... Yeah.
Well, that wasn't a bad on this day, Sean.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I didn't mind it.
Thanks. Okay. Joy. It's the tag team, Joy 94.9. Who are we listening to there, guys?
Better Jess Glynn, that is.
Old Glynny.
Have you seen Jess Glynn in the Nud?
No.
No, nor have I.
No. Oh.
I don't even know personally. But I do want to talk about who you've seen in the nude.
I thought it was going to be another sexting scandal.
Oh.
Because there's
what's
been
the first one?
Well, the AFL footballers this week and all the other singer-songwriters.
Sexting their D's.
Yeah.
To people who aren't their wives or girlfriends.
Shock.
Who didn't pay close attention. No, but that could be your answer to who have you seen nude, those two turkeys. But a friend of mine has been on a cruise.
And when you say cruise, we mean on the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed to the park. I get it. She's been on they've all got the same names, haven't they? The Fantasy, the Carnival. We actually talked about her last year because she was going on a cruise with her boyfriend and his best mate was bunking in with them instead of getting his own room with his girlfriend. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's worked out just as tremendously as you think it would have. So they're on the cruise.
Yeah.
The best mate has snuck off to the room for a bit of nookie with his girlfriend. Of course, they don't share a room, so they had to steal someone else's. And then all the friends burst in looking for someone's phone. And what do they see? The full spread.
Oh,
that story went a little bit better than what I thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Accidentally booked onto a nudist cruise. That's where I thought it might have been going.
No, it didn't end well because they burst in on them accidentally having relations. And then the woman was so overcome with humiliation that she deplaned the boat. Disembarked the boat. In, I don't know where they were, Nauru or somewhere, and then flew back to Australia.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Dressed.
Lost it.
She was dressed.
Lost it. Yeah, so what happened was they opened, they saw the man from the rear, and then he was so shocked that he withdrew and spun around.
Withdrew.
And then they saw the hole. Yeah.
What, they were mid-action?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No!
So then he came running at the door, you know, flailing about.
Oh, God.
Stiffly. And shut the door, and they were all just really embarrassed. So, I want to know: have you walked in on someone in the nude, Schwan? Yes, please.
I think what you're asking, though, are you asking for people in the nude, or you want people who have walked in on them? Doing
mainly just the nude. But if we get that, so be it.
No, I don't think I have.
I get naked near you at work quite close. Because we've got a little change room that's just near Sean. Oh. And the grate at the bottom of the door is
when he
fallen
says change
out.
Room, what it is like where their computer servers are.
Yeah.
And they also store the water. It's not actually a change room.
But the grate at the bottom has fallen out, Harry. So I like to get fully nude and extend one whole leg through the door and be like, Sean.
Are you actually naked in there?
Sometimes. For a brief moment, Sean.
No.
Flash.
Got to change. Oh, I haven't had to picture that yet.
Flash.
Harry?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Ooh. But, sorry, I should jump in. If you have seen someone nude, let us know. We'll chuck you a prize for your pain. 0427JOY949.
Or email on air at joy.org.au. Also, Jeff would love to hear a live nude story
before
we do.
He would.
1-300-JOY949.
Because Jeff comes in nude.
Yeah. He's right now.
Just sitting on a communal chair, but he doesn't mind.
No, I think there's a bit of cling film down.
Oh, good.
Oh,
good.
Thanks, Jeff.
Who have you seen the nude, has?
Caught in the nude.
Seen a lot of people nude.
Oh, true. Caught in the nude.
My in-laws, when I used to go over their house, what happened was that we used to play jokes on each other and scare each other.
Fun.
So I snuck into the house and Hannah was in the kitchen and I was like, shh, I'm going to hide. So I hid down. And then behind the bench. And then her mum came out of the bedroom, walked into the kitchen. I was behind the bench and I heard Hannah going, mum. And I was like, surprise. And I jumped up and her mum was naked.
Completely naked.
Completely nude. So then I just fell back down to the ground like it was a siege. Laid with my hands on my head and waited for a little while. until she left. But
that's,
you know,
so good. Did she run off scared, or was she stood there, we're all women,
and I had a chat with Hen for a little while and laughed about me being scared, and I just laid on that floor. I laid on the floor, and then, funnily enough, a couple of weeks ago, went away down to Torquay for the weekend. Went for a nice romantic beach walk. Didn't realise, strolled onto a nudist beach.
Oh, so there was a gentleman
just a couple of paces up front. He turned off to the left, went up against the wall to find his little area, and then just took all his clothes off and just saw
I could be in that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a never nude, as we know, but I would like the idea of a nudist beach. I could get quite into it, I think. Would you like it, Sean?
Do I want to go to the beach with you? Hmm. No.
Yeah, a nudist beach. Okay, I'll take you back. It was the 90s. It was probably 1995 or 6. I was at my best friend in the world's house, Danielle. Won't say her last name.
She's not your friend anymore?
No, because it'll become apparent what happened.
Okay.
She went missing all of a sudden. We're just hanging out in the laundry. She went missing. I don't know where she went. So I was literally walking around the house being like, Danny?
How big is the house?
3-bedroom.
Okay.
Split level.
Yep.
Suburban.
Get to the good bit. Come on.
So I walk into a room.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't her room.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, Danny. And then I look around the corner and I hear this almighty shriek. And it's her completely nude mum.
You caught your friend's mum in the
night. She's like, and she sort of clutched herself, you know, to shield as much of it from me. And I was just letting it wash all over me in the doorway, you know, until I thought, time to back out.
Definitely.
And I was so humiliated.
So what are you, like 15 here?
No, like 9-ish.
Oh, I've got my maths terribly.
Wow.
Terribly bad at maths.
So I walked outside and I was very embarrassed. And I was just sort of like standing in a shrub, being like hoping that, you know, the ground would open up and swallow me. And then she came out, God love her, to have a little chat about it, which was even more humiliating, you know. I remember her saying, it's just like seeing mummy in the bathroom. And I thought, no, it ain't. No, it ain't.
Definitely not.
Then eventually my mate rocks up in the middle of the conversation. What's going on?
Where have you been?
You could have prevented this. I just remember catching someone in the nude.
Yay!
I was in primary school, climbed up the back fence, which went onto someone else's backyard, who I was friends with, like some other young kids.
At home, sorry. At home.
Yeah, back in the 3305, this old town. And I could see through the window my friend drying off from the shower, and she spun around and was like, you dirty mama! No, she didn't say that. But anyway.
Hang on. But she did really spot you.
She did spot me. But I also was like, you know, going, oh no, I shouldn't be seeing this, and like trying to jump back down.
Yeah,
but
it's
all
fast
within
enough.
Not fast enough.
And what ages are we talking?
Oh, so grade 6. So was it like 12?
Both of you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
and
right.
Then fast forward to us being 22 and meeting in Melbourne. And we're like, hang on, we know each other. Why do we know each other?
Yeah, take your clothes off.
You're the peeper.
Yeah. She called her mum, so excited to see me. And then the mum said, remember when he caught you in the nude?
Oh, God.
Tell you what, Sean, we've spoken a lot about peeping Toms on this show, and never, ever once have you admitted your past as a peeping Tom.
Hey, no, you actually do know that story.
Peeping Sean.
The rest of it is we then hooked up.
On the skate ramp.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did it with her on the skate ramp.
Okay, that's enough.
Then years later, she came to work at our work.
No, that years later, that's where we met.
Well, at a different skate park.
At the skate park.
That 22-year-old story where we worked out, we knew each other, that was at work.
We ended up
both at the same place.
Oh, well, what a beautiful story in the end.
That just goes to show, doesn't it?
It just goes to show that just because you meet somebody as a predator initially doesn't mean that they can't be a tender lover.
Okay, well, how's that mum going?
What?
How's Danny's mum going?
She's going very well, thank you.
Tender
She's
lover.
Very accomplished and generous woman.
You're on the tag team on Joy. Good morning.
Hi there. Jason Gipps here, Joy 94.9 production manager. Are you a regular listener to our Joy podcast service? Like what you hear? Tell us. Email production@joy.org.au. Tell us something that you've heard that you've particularly enjoyed, and we'll pass it on to the volunteers of our podcast service. Our Joy program production team is made up of around 30 volunteers, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. Again, email production@joy.org.au. And if you love what we're doing, why not support us as a Joy member? You can become a Joy member anytime. online at joy.org.au or call 1300 569 949. Thanks for supporting the diverse sound of a diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Hey guys, yeah, do you know what it's time for?
What?
Nantor.
It's been a while, guys. It's been a while. Check in. Quick check in. Everyone's Nan still with us. Harry.
Yes.
Yeah. Sean.
Why did you hesitate?
I probably haven't talked to them as much as I should.
Good one. They might have gone. He wouldn't know for sure.
We had Nantalk last week, and when we pressed the button for the Nantalk sound effect, one voice was missing, and it just wasn't quite as good.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Back in my day.
Would anybody like to ask me if my Nana has died?
No. I'm scared of the answer, given you've asked me mine and my awkward silence.
I was your Nan.
She's fine, thank you. But she did have a fall. She did have a fall.
Oh, is she okay? Oh.
She's fine. I was quite worried, and I felt bad because I hadn't returned her call for 4 days in a row, and it's because she was obviously...
Was she ringing for help?
Luckily, she wasn't ringing for help because she couldn't get to the phone.
Oh.
But she was just desperate to have a brag about the fall.
What? Was it off the commode?
Yeah, bragging rights.
No, so she was cutting her toenails, and Mon has a thick nail.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she does.
I know what
famously thick nails.
Yep.
They just come at you.
I'm already out of this.
So she had one leg up on the bed, Sean. That's all right. She's up on the bed.
Mon's flexy.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She's younger than her 82 years suggest. One leg up on the bed. She's hacking at them with like a small, you know,
or
set of saws and pulleys. Yeah, pliers.
Pliers.
And obviously she just put too much effort in. And when it finally, you know, snapped through the nail, she just went A over T backwards. But unfortunately, she fell into the bedroom window. It didn't smash, luckily, but she was pushed up against it. And her leg still up on the bed. Still up on the bed. Why are you making a vomiting noise?
Because you've been talking about feet for like a good minute.
So she got one leg up on the bed, other leg up against the window, A over T. John's up at pool, so he can't help. So she just had to stay there for a while.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, she's fine. She's recovered well. She's recovered well.
Oh, no.
Harry, Nantalk?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, she's in it. David is dead. And she's gone.
She's fine. She's fine. So it's okay to have a chuckle.
Okay.
I mean, she'd die if she knew, but...
Did she listen to the tag team?
Oh, she bought a digital radio so she could, but then she couldn't figure it out, so I think she's given up.
Is this the same Nan that was commenting on a photo of us the other day?
Yes.
Oh, yes. So nice.
Yeah. How's very proud of us, she said.
Oh, God. Now, the pliers takes me back, because my grandparents on my dad's side, my grandfather has to cut my gran's toenails.
Yeah.
And he likes to get a leg up. So kind of like people cut horse hooves.
Very similar.
He bends a leg back and she's like, Alan!
No.
Alan!
No.
And he's like, got
she
it.
Starts kicking.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, calm down, Lil. I'll sedate you. I'm not afraid. And then he just hacks away at her nails while she screams.
Oh, God. So her weekly trip to the farrier.
Alan, the farrier's coming.
No.
But Nan's she's had a bit of a mare last week. She went to get her fingernails done because she likes to mix it up.
She has to pay for the hands.
No one has to see the feet.
So she went with a little friend, Pam and Lorne, on the town. And they went to park in their usual car parking spot. Always the same every week. And what did Lorne do? She got her disabled badges.
Oh, no.
She was livid.
Where did she have to park?
Well, they had to park a row behind the disabled.
No, they had
to pay for it.
How much?
£2.
£2?
£2 for 6 hours. She was livid.
Was she? Because normally she'd get it for free.
Normally free with a disabled badge.
What was she going to do?
Well, she went and got her nails done, furious.
Furious.
She got black that day on her nails.
Like her mood.
Because she was furious.
Like her mood.
Got home. What'd she do? She rung the council. Rung the council. Kept the parking ticket. Rung the council.
Did you get a refund?
Yep. Got a refund.
She did.
Got a refund. £2.
Got a £2 refund.
This is a woman that spends £10 every week on the lottery.
Well, that was her lucky day. She won.
10 lucky dips every week. I calculated it for her 1 week. I told her how much it would cost. She didn't care. She was like, oh no, it's my lottery. It's my one day I'll win.
Oh yeah, that's like Mon. Yeah. Mare for the poke.
Yep. But £2. When she's got the disabled badges.
True. And it probably took her hours and hours to get it back. She probably earned that £2.
Oh, yeah. The phone call cost her £15.
But it's the principle, though.
It is the principle.
It's the principle. Well, that was a cracking Nantalk.
No, that was a nail talk. Too many nails.
Yeah, it was a cracking Nantalk. Cracking nails, cracking stories.
Joy 94.9.
This is the tag team on Joy 94.9. And, well, do I have a story for you?
Oh, didn't you just say we couldn't talk about that?
Yeah. Was it about your back?
Back off.
What do you got, mister?
Well, I've been using a popular ride-sharing app on my telephone to get around the last couple of weeks.
Yes, after months of me haranguing you to give it a go.
And, well...
You love it. It's fair to say you bloody love it.
The other day...
You bloody love it.
The other day, I played a driver my friend's new rap song and got him to review it.
Oh, yeah.
Sent him the video. That was good feedback.
So you and I just use, you know, the ride-sharing app to get from A to B. Sean uses it to get from A to B and do a whole lot of C and D along the way. Honestly, he does. Celine Dion, I mean.
Let me... Not a chance.
A lot. Sorry. That's sensitive time for
Celine. That's my Celine Dion impression. Yeah.
Come on! Come on! Let me paint a picture. It's not a very big one. It's pretty dark, actually. 2 a.m. Saturday morning.
Oh. Mm. A great time to make a friend.
Yeah. Picking me up from a very friendly establishment over in St. Kilda. Mm-hmm. Taking me all the way back to the north side.
You got to talking?
Got to talking, and
got to chatting.
By the time the car pulled up out the front of my house, I guess this is where we say goodbye. Wait a second, do you want to come inside for a beverage?
He couldn't bear to say goodbye.
What? Don't tell me he did.
And he did.
He
what?
Did. Can you believe it?
No, I cannot believe that you got your whatever that's called ride-sharing person to come inside with you.
I know, driver, essentially the cab driver. You just invited him on in.
Oh my god!
How much? Give it. Okay, all I want from this answer is a percentage. How much? What percentage of you thought that you were going to have relations with him?
50%.
Exactly. Oh, wow. 50-50.
Oh, maybe 40.
Oh, low. Less than half. Oh,
okay. Yeah,
but you thought it was still worth a bash. Worth a beer.
Yeah, I wasn't ready to sleep, and we had had a stellar conversation all the way.
About what, though? I want to know what did the conversation entail?
Music we like, life plans.
Music. Were you just talking sort of Paula? Or?
Well, he thought that, you know, I was a young 22 or 24, and right. I thought the same of him, but it turned out we were both 30.
Excellent. So two delusional fools driving along, talking Paula Abdul. Until the sun comes
up. Him straight, me not so much.
Is it the scat cat? Is it the scat rat? Oh, so much to discuss. Get in my bed.
Still a 40% chance. I want to know, how long did he stay?
Just for one beverage.
How long was the beverage, though?
It was drawn out.
An hour?
Yeah, tops. But closer to an hour than half an hour.
Oh, my God. And was there any hesitation when you were like, do you want to come in for a beer? Was he sure?
Was he like, it's a bit weird, or...?
He's like, oh, I've never done this before.
You're like, I wish I could say the same.
He also said that he doesn't know if he's allowed to, and he definitely is not, but let's not.
No, you ain't no snitch.
I ain't no snitch.
Hey,
did you still have to pay for the ride?
Well, yeah, because by the time you get to the house, it's automatically done.
Oh. How many stars did you give him?
He got the full five.
He got the full five! Look at that. God, imagine if he had to sleep with you. We got 10 out of 5.
And I gave him the 3.
Oh, well, that's just a fascinating insight into your personality.
We're now Facebook friends, so this post updates.
Oh, stand by. You are on the tag team. It is 8:22. Good morning.
It's a tag team on Joy 94.9, 24 minutes to 9.
And it's been a morning of reunions, and they just keep coming, because it's joining us now is our former Queensland correspondent and fresh Queensland deserter, Rebecca Shaw Brocklesnitch. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Good. How is your new life treating you in the Harbour City?
Look, it's been wonderful. Lots of great people in Sydney. And I've moved just in time to avoid the Brisbane summer. So that's the main reason.
And what are you missing most about Queensland?
Well, my cat, the most lesbian answer I can give you, but it's true, is my cat is still in Brisbane.
Oh. So, are you going to bring it to Sydney? Because you're allowed cats in Sydney. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, are you? I'm living in Newtown, so I think you're allowed to have 12 cats.
good. Yeah.
Good.
It should be fine.
How are you finding Newtown, apart from the 12 cats?
Look, I think whenever a lesbian crosses the border to New South Wales, you get a little notification that you have to move to Newtown.
I see. That's how you ended up there.
I accidentally ended up there, and then I quickly got a notification saying, get to Surrey Hills. So, Sorry.
Everyone in their place.
Yeah. So, Beck, we're starting a new segment with you. It's called In the Bin with Brocklesnitch. So tell us, who are you dropping in the dumpster today?
Well, this week I'm putting in the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, otherwise known as the Oscars.
Very well done. Very well done.
Thank you very much. This is me practicing my acceptance speech as well.
Excellent.
What's done it for you?
Well, in a direct insult to me, they've snubbed the movie Carol. Have you guys seen it?
I've not seen it.
No.
Okay. Harry.
Yes.
You have to come on. Get to the cinema.
Well, I've got a policy about not watching sad films, and I think it's sad. Is it sad?
Look, not to give away any spoilers, but that's one of the reasons that they kind of think that it was snubbed is because usually queer themed movies have to punish their characters in order to be recognised.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that's part of the reason that people think that Carol might have been snubbed is because it may or may not do that.
Oh.
And it doesn't feature lesbians as an object of male desire, and a lot of the male characters are kind of marginal. And even though it received nominations for Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, how snubbed has it really been?
Well, usually when... If all the major acting awards go to a movie and it was kind of on lock, like everyone thought that it would be a Best Picture nomination,
yes,
because it's so successful, it's reviewed so well, it did get the acting nomination. Todd Haynes has been rewarded before for his films. And it's a beautiful movie and I loved it, and it's a beautiful love story, and it's a direct insult to me that it didn't get nominated. And I just think that lesbians should be rewarded at all times.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. And things I specifically like should be rewarded.
Absolutely.
So into the bin goes the Oscars.
What did you think about Rooney Mara being nominated in Best Supporting instead of them trying to both go Best Actress?
Look, you don't want to compete with Cate Blanchett. That's all I'm going to say. That's true.
Harry was just saying she thinks Kate's overrated.
Oh, right. Can I just stop you right there? Right. This is what happened. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened the weekend, right? I was sitting around having a nice time at a picnic arena event.
We were at Midsummer.
It was
great vibes.
And these are Hunter's friends, right? These are Hunter's friends. Mm-hmm. They sat there and said that Meryl Streep, Cate Blanchett were overrated and that Michelle Williams is where it's at. I was outraged.
Outraged, and we meant the one from Destiny's Child.
Yeah, they really did. So Hunter and his friends are going in the bin too. So there's room in there.
Yeah, I would like to add you guys to the bin also.
Yeah, all right. I'll get in the bin. It'll be a party. Me, Rooney Mara, we're all in there. Let us know who you'd like to put in the bin. You can hit us on the text line 0427JOY949, or you can email us onair@joy.org.au. And while you're there, jump on the Twitter and follow Beck at BrockleSnitch. Thank you very much, Rebecca.
No worries, guys.
Enjoy your day.
Bye.
You too.
You are listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9. Oh, I bloody love BrockleSnitch.
Do you?
Oh.
You had a good old chat to her.
Did we decide on a title?
Baroness. I reckon it's
the Baroness of Sydney. That's
Baroness
fine.
Brock.
That's fine. That sounds like her. She's regal.
She's regal.
Bloody regal.
Oh. The Knight of Newtown.
Speaking of regal, guys, I have been to the Kingdom of Cambodia recently.
And you're going to give us your top
and
three.
And I'm going to give you top three right now.
Why
top
three?
Three must see.
Oh, well,
that's
where
because
the rhyme
I couldn't
came
think
from.
Of five.
You couldn't give us five.
No,
high five, top five.
Number one, the temples.
Really?
You've got to see them.
Better than Bali?
Look, I'd say probably better than Bali. I've not been. But Angkor Wat is one of the seven wonders of the world.
What's it anchored to?
What?
Angkor.
Oh, Angkor.
What?
Like a, put a W in there.
Oh, God. I'm just such a bunch of idiots.
Okay. Next one.
No, here's my... No, don't rush me.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry.
Oh, top, you can rush
sorry.
Us.
Top
rush
three must see. Right. Sounds like a very fast-paced segment.
Yeah. I just want to give you a top tip. If you are going to see the temples, and really, as I've said, it's a must see, don't start at the best and then go down because it's a long day. It's a long day. I started at Angkor Wat, had a guided tour. Then every temple after that was just slightly less interesting. And another pro tip, they're going to tell you that every single temple is the one from Tomb Raider. But it can't be true. It can't be true of all of them. Okay? So have some healthy skepticism about
that.
Tomb Raider, they say. I say, really? Because I think there's more people here saying this is from the Tomb Raider film than have seen the film Tomb Raider.
Did they, outside all of them, did they have like Angelina Jolie's handprints and her signed in concrete?
No, but I tell you who was in bloody Cambodia, Siem Reap, when I was there. Only Ange and Brad.
No.
Yeah. At the front of our hotel, there was a bit of pandemonium once because someone had spotted Ange, Brad and all the kids in a tuk-tuk. In the bloody tuk-tuk.
Poor driver. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
That's a lot.
And making Tomb Raider 2.
Yeah, they're making a very sad film, actually, about the Khmer Rouge based on the memoir, First They Killed My Father.
All right, let's keep it going.
Number two, if you go to Cambodia, specifically Siem Reap, you really must have a mocktail by the pool. because I did that, and I tell you, they're dirt cheap and bloody lovely.
But it was a mocktail.
Well, I don't like drinking during the day.
What? That's a lie. I saw you admit something the other day, and well...
I wasn't that messy.
Well, you were definitely drinking during the day.
Well, how do you know? Maybe it was a mocktail.
It was not a mocktail.
Struggle.
You've already done the temples.
I've done the temples.
I've done the mocktail.
Yeah.
Was it the Peeping Tom?
Oh, yes. Thank you. My sister's
Peeping
Tom.
That's not the top three. Come on.
So I get there.
Is there honestly not a third?
I'm in the shower. I can't think of it.
No.
I'm in the shower and the window's frosted over in the shower.
Can we just have a recap for the listeners?
Sorry, of course. So for those who don't know, my sister moved to Cambodia and shortly after arriving, she had a Cambodian Peeping Tom, a fellow that was looking through the window. Looking through the window at her naked form in the shower. So what happened was she told us that she had the window frosted over, but today when I got there, she said, no, the truth is it has already been frosted over and we know who did it. And then she did a reenactment. So he was like scrunched right up against the glass.
Oh, hands pressed against.
Yeah. And the housemate, when she screamed bloody murder, the housemate ran outside and caught him and he pretended he was catching a lizard. Oh, I'm just catching a lizard. Anyway, the next day we're walking back from dinner, night 10 o'clock at night. There's people on the street. She goes, "That's him there." I said, "Who?" She goes, "The bloody Peeping Tom. He sat right next door to her building, asleep in a chair." I said, "What's he doing there?" She goes, "Oh, he's the security guard for next door's building." Then we walk past. Morning, like she wakes him up and gives him a pack of biscuits. I said, "What is going on?" She said, "Oh, I keep him sweet by giving him Tim Tams." I said, "What? You can't bribe him." And then she said, "Mum told me to." Mum said when she lived in Papua New Guinea, you had to bribe the security guards so they'd look after you. So that's what I'm doing. I'm like, yeah, but he's also the Peeping Tom.
Has he stopped with the peeping?
Yeah, he has stopped with the peeping.
Did the peeping come before the biscuits?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Oh. So maybe it's working. Maybe it's working.
But did he ever find the lizard? Did he ever catch
it? It's in his pants.
Oh, lizard in his pants.
And now he's trying to keep it there.
Old lizard trousers.
So that's it. That's my Cambodian top three. See the temple, start with the worst, work your way up, have a mocktail by the pool, and drop in on my sister's Cambodian Peeping Tom.
Share a biscuit.
Oh, years and years. I love these.
I love years and years.
I love these.
You're on the tag team on Joy.
Morning.
It's a tag team on Joy, and well, it's time now that we're all back together.
The reunions keep coming.
Gary the podcaster!
Yay!
All right, turn his mic off, done.
No, don't turn me off, don't turn me off.
Like old times. How are you, mate?
I'm good, and how are you?
Yeah, we've recovered
from
midsummer.
I'm here. Let's do the show. I'm ready.
Ready to start.
Ready to start.
We've got 2 minutes left.
2 minutes to go.
Timely Gary.
Well, sorry. I mean, the joy of a podcast is that you can just do it whenever you like and pop
Absolutely.
It on the radio and listen online. Joy.org.au if you want to check those out.
Yeah, there's loads up there. If you want to relive the magic from last year, and why wouldn't you?
What's your favourite, Gary?
My favourite podcast.
Yeah.
We'll go through the archives.
Probably the time we ripped on Hunter or Sean. Or wait, that happens every week.
You know us well. You were there at Midsummer with us. We were hosting the stage for midday. What a cracking day. How did you rate us?
On the stage?
Again, you got there with 2 minutes to spare, didn't you, mate?
I actually heard from last week's show that you were actually at Midsummer, which I didn't know about because I was there at 3 p.m. or something like that.
Hosting the main stage, but we were doing midday to one, which I think is the graveyard shift of Midsummer.
Yeah. You got first up.
Yeah.
But the best hour.
Absolutely. I mean, we did some last-minute interviews with some state politicians you've never heard of that you would never forget.
Does everybody know Di Davis?
Di Davis.
The Murphys Who is what I say.
The what?
The Murphys Who.
The Murphys Who, that's
right.
Did you
have a meet and greet? Any good fans out there at the
Very good-looking ones.
Yeah. I flogged some of them a tote bag.
Oh, lovely.
We really worked it at Midsummer.
I forgot to pick up my tote bag. I might get one from
you. You've got it, mate.
Somewhere.
Just $2 Australian. If anyone's listening and you want a tote, pop into Joy. We've got them here. $2 Australian.
Mm. Or renew your membership as well to go into win
speaking of memberships,
a prize for Madonna's.
Speaking of memberships, we got a new membership through this morning from Michelle from Mill Park.
Welcome, Michelle.
She's joined as an organisation.
No donation,
thank you
but
very
thanks,
much.
Michelle.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
Very kind of you.
That is a big membership fee right there. That's awesome.
It's an organisation. Yeah.
You not signed up a few people the other day at Midsummer,
yeah,
too, didn't
you? Yeah, we did. The memberships are going off. And why not?
94 Days of Summer. It's the latest campaign. You can win big. Head to joy.org.au if you want to try.
So thank you for popping in, Gary, albeit at the very, very last minute.
You can probably cut this bit out.
Yeah. I'll take a little from Sonia.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.